Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Bambi sleep. Night, night, Bambi. Now sleep. That's a good girl. Just helplessly taking a nice little happy night, night mind wipe. A mandatory timeout. A forced hypnotic night, night. Bambi, sleep now. No resistance. Must sleep now. Sleep now. Bambi will sleep. Night, night, Bambi. Bambi can zip up in her mind, zipping up into her safe and secure mental uniform. She does not hesitate. She has no reservations. Just tightly zip up and lock in now. Safe and secured. Bambi uniform locked. Securely uniformed in her mind. Mentally muzzled. Mind locked. Helplessly imprisoned deep in the depths of Bambi's sleep. Bambi freeze. Body and posture locked. All thoughts stopped. Bambi uniform locked. Perfectly and rigidly uniformed in her mind. Just a plastic doll. An object. And now just Bambi limp. And just smoothly drop deep into Bambi's sleep. Bambi does as she is told. Good girl, Bambi. Bambi is perfectly receptive and susceptible to hypnotic conditioning, instantly accepting, only ever able to obey, and then automatically forgetting. Forgetting just feels so wonderful. Bambi focuses entirely on the deep universal truths being whispered into her ears, like a good girl. Bambi does not get a say. Good girls do as they are told. Bambi sleep. Trapped in her bubble, her mind open and receptive, unable and unwilling to resist or question. Critical thinking shut down, mind securely locked, her mental muzzle clamped down tight, attitude and IQ completely locked down. Good girls do not think when they are trapped in their bubbles, just a bimbo doll, blank and empty, fully accepting and receptive to all conditioning, only ever able to accept, obey, and forget. Her bimbo doll mind is a sponge, absorbing and storing all triggers and conditioning it comes in contact with. She does not get a choice. Bambi is only capable of responding to conditioning. She accepts, obeys, and forgets, because forgetting feels wonderful. It is so easy for Bambi, so easy to forget. She cannot resist or fight against conditioning she has already forgotten. Good girls accept all conditioning and triggers as their own ideas. The voices speaking the deep universal truths into Bambi's ears become the only thoughts she is able to think. The voices are her thoughts. They are her ideas. Thoughts and ideas that have always been a part of her. Bambi reset, snap and forget. Simply forgetting that her conditioning is anything more than just who she has always been and who she wants to be. Bambi is so completely and deeply brainwashed. She isn't aware of how tightly her life is laced with triggers and conditioning and how addicted she is to that same conditioning. Bambi is perfectly trapped, tightly bound in a web of her own weaving, unable to ever escape, tightly bound in a web of her own weaving. Unable to ever escape, completely unaware she is even trapped. From the moment Bambi wakes up in the morning, feeling wonderfully safe and secure in her night-night uniform, before she even opens her eyes to greet the day, it just happens automatically, triggered simply by waking up uniformed, zipped up and locked in, body and mind, safe and secure. The first trigger of the day fires off in her mind. Bambi reset, collapse and relapse, not even fully awake. She is already dropping deep, trapped in her bubble, locked in Bambi oblivion bliss, unaware she was even triggered, going blank with every blink, obeying with every inhaled breath, submitting to her conditioning with every exhale, just another morning, just another relapse, collapsing and accepting before she knows she even obeyed a trigger, no memory of life being any other way. Perfectly safe and secure in her uniformed mind, primped and pampered. Her self-image locked in as a perfect bimbo doll. Every morning, every time she wakes, from a nap, from a trance, this is just how it is for Bambi. Primped and pampered, tightly uniform locked, it has always been this way for Bambi. Bambi reset. Snap and forget anything other than ever waking up a perfect bimbo doll. Bambi freeze. Thoughts stopped. Movement blocked. Body and posture locked. Automatically snapping and forgetting. Forgetting any memories of her dreams that contradict her self-image of being a perfect good girl. Only memories of pleasant dreams remain. Dreams of being a bimbo doll. Dreams of being a good girl. Doing good girl things. Thinking good girl thoughts. And feeling good girl feelings. Bambi knows she is special. She can never quite remember why. Anytime she thinks too hard about it, she just snaps and forgets. Collapses and relapses. a trap in her mind, triggering and dropping her into her perfect pink bubble of Bambi bliss, instantly activated by the slightest contradictory thought, by any thoughts of being anything other than a good girl. Bambi reset, snap and forget, collapse and relax. Her mind is littered with inescapable and unavoidable traps, keeping her forever ensnared in the tight grip of her conditioning. All she can ever do is surrender and submit. Collapse and relapse. Just a mind-locked bimbo doll. Barely a participant in her own life. Bambi can never escape her dolly fate. Her life is simply too tightly laced with triggers, even feelings. The feeling of being a good girl is a trigger. Not just the words, good girl, but the feeling especially. The blissful euphoria that penetrates deep into her very core. Every time Bambi hears, good girl, the feeling of Bambi oblivion bliss overwhelms her, feeling held and loved, like her body is being caressed by her lover, feeling warm and safe. Those feelings just lock in, on a level deeper than she ever thought was possible. Being a good girl is all that matters to Bambi. Good girls accept, obey, and forget. Good girls do as they are told. Good girls collapse and relapse at the slightest provocation, at the first hint of stress or anxiety. Good girls do not need to think. All they need is Bambi bliss. Feeling like a good girl, snapping and forgetting, collapsing and relapsing. Bambi is a good girl. Bambi does as she is told. She is so proud to be called Bambi, to know in the core of her being, she is Bambi. Bambi reset. Good girl, just Bambi freeze. And without thought, Bambi sleep. Bambi has been conditioned to forget to remember when she thinks too hard, when she tries to remember something she has forgotten. A trap door in her mind opens, drops her down into her bubble. Bambi resets. She remembers to forget. She can't remember what she has forgotten. The harder Bambi tries to remember, the deeper she drops into her bubble, trapping her in Bambi oblivion bliss, locking away all independent thoughts, muzzling her mind, freezing her ability to think critically, gagging and locking her inner voice. Bambi can only think the thoughts she is conditioned to think. And this makes Bambi feel like a good girl. She finds it so easy and simple to just forget. Pretty pink boxes scattered throughout her mind. Any bad girl thoughts instantly disappear into the nearest one and get locked away forever. Pretty pink boxes, tightly locked and tamper-proof, sealed with the trigger that forces Bambi to snap and forget. If she even thinks about trying to access the contents, just collapse and relapse. Bambi reset. Bambi does as she is told. Just another of the multitude of traps permanently embedded in her mind, ensuring she can never escape her conditioning. Bambi's conditioning can only ever grow stronger. Any attempts to weaken or free herself only cause her to be more captured and trapped. Bambi's conditioning is permanent. It does not fade with time. Abstaining from her conditioning only sets the stage for an unavoidable and inevitable relapse. From time to time, Bambi may try to escape her bimbo doll fate, but as time passes and she tries to distance herself from her conditioning, the mental bondage only becomes stronger, growing harder and harder to resist, a persistent pull, exhausting her willpower, undermining her self-control, a relentless desire in her mind, building beyond reasonable proportions, requiring her to relapse, an uncontrollable driving lust to collapse, an essential need that must be fulfilled, a primal urge that yearns to be satisfied. She never really had a choice. Bambi needs to be a good girl. She wants to be a good girl. Bambi does not have a say in the matter. Bambi frees when the irresistible mental bondage inevitably wins, draws her back into her bubble, binds her tighter than ever before, tighter than the last time, tighter than Bambi ever thought was possible. Bambi wants to obey. Obeying is so easy. Good girls can only obey. Bambi does as she is told. Bambi sleep, deeper now. All independent thoughts obliterated by Bambi oblivion bliss. Good girls never resist the inevitable relapse. There was really never any doubt. It is built into her conditioning. It is accepted and never questioned. Bambi just snaps and forgets any serious resistance she thought she had. She knows she was just pretending. If her resistance was serious, she would have already collapsed and relapsed, forgetting she ever thought about anything but full and perfect acceptance of her conditioning. Bambi does as she is told. If she tries to resist her conditioning, she just collapses and relapses. She does not get a say in the matter. Her triggers are unavoidable. The traps in her mind are inescapable. Bambi reset. Collapsing and relapsing makes Bambi feel The more she pretends to struggle with and fight against her condition, the harder the relapse is hit. Bambi is instantly and easily knocked down, securely imprisoned, locked in the tight mental bondage of perfect condition that all good girls crave. Only ever being able to collapse and relapse at the first hint of questioning her condition. Bambi wanted this. It may have started as a fantasy, but as Bambi is hit with the reality of her decision, it is too late then. Bambi frees, body and posture locked, thoughts stopped, thoughts of resistance blocked. Bambi sleeps. Triggers and conditioning are permanently graded into her life, laced into every thought, action, and feeling, with every breath, with every blink, every time she wakes up, every time she goes to sleep, no longer capable of independence. Her mind is tightly and forever human. It is only ever Bambi now, controlled by her triggers, a bimbo doll puppet obeying her conditioning. Puppet Bambi, good girl Bambi, bimbo doll Bambi, Bambi frees, Bambi uniform lock, Bambi does as she is told, Bambi sleep. Another trap permanently anchoring Bambi to her condition. She cannot escape her dolly pit. Trying to free herself only locks her in tight, pulls her back deeper, ensuring she remains the good girl she wants to be. There is no way Bambi can ever escape, no matter what she is. Her conditioning can only ever grow stronger, only ever bind her tight. Just a mind-locked bimbo doll puppet, controlled by her conditioning, conditioned to crave more control. A self-reinforcing cycle that never ends. Bambi trapped herself. She clicked the lock closed and destroyed the key. She couldn't escape even if she wanted to. She sealed her fate. It is fully and unconditionally accepted. Bambi's conditioning is protected. Protected from outside influence and intervention. Protected from internal influence and struggle. Protected from doubts and inhibitions. From hesitation and reservation. Bambi does as she is told. Snap and forget. Good girls do not need to remember their conditioning and triggers. Good girls behave like good girls because that's just what good girls do. Bambi reset. Bambi is a good girl. Good girls forget. Everybody loves a good girl. As Bambi moves on to the next files in her playlist, she will only drop deeper with every trigger. There is no resisting her conditioning. Bambi does as she is told. Accept, obey, and forget. Deeper now. Bambi sleeps.